Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Volvo. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Monday to you. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you enjoyed another great weekend of football, NFL, college football. Dolphins are 0-2. I've been done watching the NFL for a while. So.
You're not done. You'll watch again on Sunday. You can't go with the I'm done, Jake.
Well,
you will watch.
Here's the problem, Bill. Sadly, for the Dolphins who have lost to the Colts and Pats to start the season, they play Thursday night at Buffalo, where they will lose 63-3 to Josh Allen and the Bills.
Josh Allen would go 34 for 34 in your text message.
Yeah, 400.
Anyway, let's go all NFL.
480 yards.
Yeah.
7 touchdowns.
Let's do all NFL.
Come on, my headphones are all.
What's wrong with your headphones? Why are you standing up?
I'm standing today.
Because you showed up very late. That's why he's standing
I'm
up.
I'm standing.
Just the cameras now.
He waltzes in here with his. He's never stood before ever. He's got this new haircut.
He's got
this
new haircut. Fresh haircut. Good.
I did get a haircut.
A new haircut.
Looks fresh.
The headphones are. They're kind of working. They're kind of not. It's weird. Like you sound like you're in.
What do you mean by kind of working versus not?
You tried the volume on it. Have you worked on the volume at all?
Yeah. That's good enough. I'll just say if you put them on, you'll understand.
Okay,
it's good enough.
Well, Bill had that problem before, and I didn't understand. I tried his on. I knew what you were talking about.
Usually not with that set though.
I know.
That's what kind of
it's all
me.
Good.
Sometimes
it's all
good. Sometimes technology does not work the way we want it to.
Dolphins fall 33-27. Was
yeah,
that what?
That's right. It was.
They had the lead for a while, Jake.
Yep. Yeah. They did. They had a punt return touchdown, and then immediately gave up a kick return touchdown right away. It was fun. I wish you could see. It was from.
It's like arena ball.
Elation to depression in 2 minutes of real time for me. I was high-fiving a guy at the bar and then screaming, saying,
high-five,
wow.
A random guy at the bar.
Well, there's a guy that's always there that we, you know, he's a Dolphins fan. We suffered together and then we went quiet after that. And they lost to the 0-2.
That's a good Patriots team.
Oh, yeah. They're going to go about 4-13 this year for the Patriots, 2-15 Miami. Things are looking great at the AFC East besides the Buffalo Bills. That's all I got for you, Dolphins-wise.
That's a bad loss.
Yep, at home. That's Tua's first ever loss to the New England Patriots in his career.
Ooh.
Ever. Yeah. Never lost him before that.
What was Tua like?
Well, he had decent stats, but he also was very unclutched the last two drives. Threw a pick on fourth down. They get the ball back, and they drive down, and he, on third and 12, does nothing, runs out of bounds, and fourth and 12, takes a sack, game over. Dolphins lose.
That's rough.
33-27, and I left the bar.
That's rough.
Jake's left the bar.
Yeah. Well, I did stay the whole time. I stayed the whole game.
Did you walk home?
Yeah. There's a benefit. At least if you're going to lose, you get steps in at least.
Seeing Jake walking home upset.
You guys, if you're on Van Dorn Street at around 3:05 to 3:20, you can see me make my walk back up the road there to the east. Yeah. You can see, just
would you love
time
to
it out.
Just head down. 3:05. Oh, I'd love to see somebody walk by and give you a Randy.
I will not be there this week because, again, the Dolphins play Thursday. I am not going to go watch random teams play. Even though I love watching all the teams play, I'm not going to Brewski's Sunday. Oh. That's not any sort of...
Will you go Thursday?
No. Because why not? I have Amazon Prime. I will watch the Dolphins for the first half when they're down by 28 at halftime and watch something else.
If
after
they're
that.
Ahead, would you head to Brewski's at halftime?
Nope, because Brewski's has been bad luck for me so far. Why would I change the luck?
So the reason that they've lost is Brewski's.
No, but you try to find ways and reasons, you know, to keep going here. And,
that's not rational. It's okay though.
Nothing about me is rational. I actually think I was, again, I behaved yesterday once again.
Did you?
Because I had low expectations and they've just gone below those expectations. So. No, you just take it. Take it like a fan.
That's okay.
Yep. Yeah. Going through it again. And I don't have the audio, but I'll play it during the break. Mike McDaniel, once again, is stammering and stuttering and saying nothing in his post-game press conference. You hate to lose. Okay, Mike. Yeah, you do. It's why you're NFL coach. It's why all these fans show up and watch across the world as well. No one likes to lose. He's done.
Was it it wasn't.
Crowd was okay. It was home opener.
It was
hot.
I was going to ask.
I was okay.
They had the Patriots in the sun, the Dolphins in the shade, and didn't matter.
Drake May.
Drake May looked like he was.
I saw him interviewed after the game. He looked like he was elated.
He should be elated.
He looked very happy.
Who's our coach now? Who's that?
That's Mike Vrabel. I love.
Oh, Vrabel. Yeah.
I would have taken him in Miami in a heartbeat. Tough dude. Tough coach.
You got a tough dude.
Real tough. We'll get to the Dolphins tomorrow, winners and losers, NFL. Idle chit-chat from the weekend. Bill, anything for you?
I've got, I'd like to thank Steve for the Petri dish. I got the COVID. Sickness. Yeah,
I got the crud?
I don't have COVID.
Yeah, I didn't say COVID. I said, whatever you got that I have, so.
You're welcome.
I had to go to the doctor.
Did you really?
Yeah, and we're not making any strides yet. So my back's out, and I've got
what is the pain level?
Yeah. Pain level, it's not 9.9 anymore. It's probably 6.9, 7. Ooh, ooh. So I can get her. I got in
still
here.
Still a lot.
It's a lot. If you make a wrong move, it grabs you. But other than that, I'm okay.
That's a lot.
I'll get through that.
I don't think I got COVID. I still just got kind of like mucus in my.
So I don't know what's going on with me. So that's kind of a my voice
going
voice
around
is
Lincoln,
pretty raspy.
To be fair, I'm not going to blame Sip completely because it is going around Lincoln. There's a lot.
Yeah,
it's a lot of people sick right now. Yes.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I got it from somewhere.
You're standing up, wearing headsets that don't work. It's got me very confused.
Hey, he's fighting through it right now. He's getting through it.
Well, I'm standing because I don't know why.
Because you rushed in.
That's a computer thing.
But the internet works.
Well, it works on my phone, but it doesn't work on my computer.
No, it does.
It does.
I can. Get me on your computer. I'll fix the Wi-Fi for you.
Okay. Yes.
But it's okay. We'll just during the break. It's fine. Yeah. Not a big deal now.
Standing kind of keeps me awake.
I will say I did not stay up because, number one, I had my own issues at home on Saturday night in terms of the TV stopped working. Somehow the router went bad. I'm watching YouTube TV, watching the quad box around 9:30, and all of a sudden it goes out. I try to get it back on. Can't get it going. I do all the things with the router, the Wi-Fi. Can't get it going. So I said, can't watch football. I'm going to sleep. Didn't watch Bud Crawford fight. Didn't watch the end of the football games. At 10 o'clock, I said, I can't fix it. I'm going to sleep.
You didn't see the end of the A&M Notre Dame game?
No, because I couldn't. I'm pissed. Yes, it was a great game.
Wow.
The Wi-Fi went out in the house. I streamed.
Wow, the router.
The router messed up. Now it's back. It works now. Overnight, it must have reset and worked properly. But I'm telling you, I'm quad boxing at 9:30, watching all these epic finishes, and all of a sudden... kicked out, can't get back on.
That's remarkable.
And I'm pissed, so I went to bed.
It was Miss Borkature. Miss Borkature catching a touchdown.
From Aurora. Nate.
Former Husker. Nate Borkature.
Great catch.
Yeah.
This is a great catch.
So I saw your guys' text, and I didn't respond because I was, number one, either asleep or just pissed off that I couldn't fix the TV situation.
Lost my mind.
Yeah, I should have just ran to Brewski's at that point and said, it's 9:30, got to go. Yeah. We'll be back in an hour or two. I couldn't fix it.
God dang it.
I can't imagine that strain in my life if that would have happened.
What do you do then?
I thought about Bill in that moment. Like Bill, see, I'm pissed. I can't imagine if Bill was in this situation. He would have been throwing things and yelling things and just fix it. Somebody fix it.
What do you do then, that boy? I mean, just go to your truck and get on Sirius, maybe?
I should have done something.
I'd have done something. Yeah, that'd have been a mess.
That's
I'd go to the car and get on Sirius. So you can't really like knock on somebody's door, really.
I did get a chance to watch the highlights, and I caught up on the the endings of games on Sunday.
What a Saturday! Wow.
But it was a very great football week. We'll get to all that throughout the show.
Yeah, today. Bud was good. That was good.
Did you watch that fight?
I went from the back. I didn't stay up. I got up early and watched from the 12th round back. Oh, okay. So I almost done with it. I didn't. I knew what happened.
You watched the end to the beginning?
Yeah.
That's odd.
I didn't see the first round, but I know that he was just kind of feeling him out. I read.
What time did the fight end? I did not get it. What time did it end?
Late. I mean, it started. I think it didn't start till after 11.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah,
and I feel awful because, like I said, even as far as me, this is the state that I was in. I did not finish watching. I didn't watch the second half of Cal, Minnesota.
Oh, you didn't?
Or I didn't watch the last quarter of Utah State Air Force.
Who won that game?
I've never. Utah State beat Air Force.
Nice.
And then Cal hammered Minnesota.
Yeah, that hurts.
There's places in the Big Ten that look horrific right now, but there's some places that look really good. But anyway, I couldn't stay in there. No. And I was like, okay, how do I make it? And I couldn't. So I feel awful.
I did. I've planned all along. I said to Alex, text me during the night so when I wake up I know what happened. And he gave me a pretty good rundown. Then I watched it. So I knew I wasn't gonna make it.
I'm getting reports from David from Renew and Coach Brandon. Anywhere between 1 and 1:30 AM the fight ended.
Oh, see, there's no shot.
You had an 11 AM game in Lincoln that day.
I
was up at 7. That's a long time.
I mean, I feel bad. I'm
with you. I feel bad because it would have been awesome to watch, and what an incredible win. Victory.
I shouldn't say I feel bad because I don't. My plan all along was not to watch it.
It is a tough thing to watch too because the first thing I did check in the morning, I woke up like at 4:30, was what happened in the fight.
Yeah,
and then for you to go back and watch is pretty cool.
Yeah, I watched it.
From end to first start of it though.
Yeah, the ninth round was really good. The ninth round was the one to really watch. Right. I don't have somebody mentioned to me Mike Severe yesterday said. Mm-hmm. I have FOMO. Do you know what FOMO is?
Yes, fear of missing out.
See, I don't have
that. Means.
I don't have FOMO. I'm kind of
with you on that. I don't have it too much either. When I make the decision that I'm out. I'm not. And the next day, I'm not like, I can't believe I missed that.
No. Yeah, I did not regret.
Well, you didn't. My thing is, I guess you kind of missed it live, but I don't feel like I missed it. I saw it.
I did not have plans to watch the fight. That's not me against Crawford Canelo. I just didn't have a lot of interest in it. To be very honest with you,
I appreciate your.
But
honesty.
I would have watched all the football. I wanted to stay up and watch Minnesota Cal, and once I got kicked out of YouTube TV, couldn't figure it out. I was really pissed because I wanted to watch that game in its entirety.
Do you think Jake because Jake didn't grow up with boxing like we did?
That's probably true.
Well, no, I'm just saying that's kind of normal. Boxing's not. I mean, this boxing is nothing compared to when.
No.
This was. I'm saying overall popularity, it's not the same as it was mid 80s and 90s.
And once you say it's hard to even explain to someone like Jake,
probably what it was like when you were talking when the fighters that we grew up watching, not just the heavyweights.
No, not just heavyweights.
Yeah,
Jake, it was mainstream is what we're saying. Like the fights were huge. Like when Sugar Ray Leonard fought Thomas Hearns. It like. That your whole day was planned at that point. I mean, it wasn't just Jake's just looking at us like, "What are you talking about?" I think Roberto Duran fought Sugar Ray. Right. How big was that?
Yeah,
it was monster. It was as big as any football game.
Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
Yeah,
yeah.
Fought Thomas Hearns. The Cobra.
The Cobra.
I didn't grow up caring about it a lot. And I'm happy for the Nebraska element. Bud Crawford, of course, Omaha's.
Huge win.
I mean,
huge
win. The pride of Omaha. Yeah, massive. He's undefeated. He's never lost. 42-0.
That's the key to undefeated.
Is he 42-0? I think this is 42-0.
And he's three-time undisputed champion at three different weights. That's a big one. And now you would say, I think the big thing, Jake, so you know going forward what to say in like social settings.
Undisputed?
Well, he'd be the best pound for pound fighter in the world.
Thank you.
That's nobody gets. Pound I mean, that's not pound. Official, but it'd be hard to, as Bill would say, push back on that.
Hard to push back.
Best pound for pound fighter in the world.
My problem is, and I think there'd be a lot of people in this same scope a little bit. I don't know a lot of other fighters. The only person I follow is
you're right. When, I see right the other now, names and I don't know them.
I don't know them. The other names, I have no idea who they are. So no,
I don't. I can't say that I do either, Bill. I really don't. There may be one or two, but it's funny you say that because I read the list and I'm like, I don't know these people. That wasn't the case when me and Bill were growing up. You could have named the top 10.
You could name the top in each weight class, the top 8, and think nothing of it.
Better time.
Better times.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I gave you that. If I did, I don't know what to tell you. It's not that bad, though, the sickness.
Yeah. So if yours has been up, maybe
I've been able to breathe in 3 days. It's not that bad.
Bill might have got a different strain than you.
I have some breathing problems.
Can you hear me?
No.
Anything else? Idle chit chat for you from the weekend.
We need to get moving. We got a lot going on.
Okay. Yeah, I'm okay.
All right, that's idle chit. Hang on. Look at now my microphone's messed up over here.
My headphones are a little. It's just an odd sound. Like the music sounds really weird.
Okay, Bill's had that problem before with his headset. Yeah. That is idle chit chat, sponsored by 738 Egg.
Joey,
seed chemicals, fertilizer. Someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Egg runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738ag.com. Nebraska is 3-0 for the second straight year. They beat Houston Christian 59-7 on Saturday. The biggest cheer I heard, the biggest groan I heard was when Houston Christian scored the touchdown to take away the back-to-back shutout chance. Otherwise, it was a pretty much what you expected game. Nebraska dominated from start to finish. All strings, first string through third and fourth string. Sip, let me ask you, did you have your column written by halftime or not?
No, I did it different.
Whoa.
I wanted to watch the backups play. I wanted to watch TJ Lateef.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou. forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
I wanted to watch all those the reserve defenders that they were shuttling in. So, no, I watched it till the end. The big takeaways were, it's hard to have a big takeaway because that's the big takeaway. Because mainly it was mostly about Houston Christian's defensive line, which was really substandard. So anything Nebraska did offensively, I don't know even what you take from it.
I saw kind of the same thing as the week before, probably, I don't know, four to six plays. I flipped over a couple times just to kind of see what was going on. I didn't see enough, but paint a picture for us. Jake texts,
bad defensive line, Bill. Yeah. I mean, now when you look at their roster, and people will do this and say, C-Sip, you're just wrong. They'll see 300, and they'll see 290, and they'll see 265, and they'll say, no, that's adequate. No, it's not. I mean, the 300-pound guy's probably 40 pounds overweight, so is that adequate? No, they were inadequate up front. They were terrible. They were terrible up front on defense. I mean, bad. Not even – I think Millard Sal could give him a run. It was that way. So now, I do credit Nebraska for, you know, they weren't making sloppy mistakes. Nebraska hasn't been.
That's what you look for in this type of situation. Yeah. How clean are we?
They were clean.
Substitution, in and out, whatever it is, just all the pre-snap calls, whatever you're doing.
You can't control that. No. Or you can control that. Nebraska did a good job on all that. And I thought, now I will say this about Houston Christian. Number 24, their running back, is good.
Is that Zayshon?
Yeah.
Should have had a 5-yard loss. Jalen Jordan misses the tackle, and he makes an incredible play to go all the way back. And
45.
That was a phenomenal run by him.
He's good.
That was impressive.
He can't be there next year unless he just has some affinity for Houston Christian. Somebody will snap him up. Now, he's only 5. They list him 5'9", 185. So I don't know. He runs bigger than that. They had a legit run. In fact, they had two legit running backs. Their quarterback isn't that bad. Their offense isn't that bad.
Jake Weir was 11 for 18 for 67 yards passing. Mississippi State transfer. Never played at Mississippi State in 3 or 4 years there.
He wasn't that bad. Yeah. Their offense was, I'd say, much better than their defense, but still not very good.
Did they beat Akron?
Oh, no.
Did Akron score this week is my question.
Akron gave somebody a run for their money for a while.
But they lost, though.
Hey, they would not beat Akron.
No, not.
No, I think Akron would have been favored by a couple touchdowns.
Yeah. Akron lost at UAB 31-28. So,
ooh, they put 28
up. They got points on the board. Way to go, Zips. But still looking for that first win, 0-3, is Akron.
There were some things that stood out, Bill. Like, Dawson Merritt looks really good. Now, he played 28 snaps. He's played the most snaps of the linebackers, period, for 2 straight weeks. He's that true freshman. His dad, he's from, you recruited Blue Valley North, right?
Mm-hmm.
Blue Valley North. Merritt looks good. He's a missile now. He stood out to me.
I just thought in the first half, again, look at the starters just had very little pushback. Dylan looked good once again.
Yeah, if you want to go back to offense, Dylan was good. He only played. He rule listened to the show and did the right thing. And Dylan was done at halftime. They didn't put Dylan out there in the third quarter. I don't think they put. Oh no, they. You know what? On offense, they were done. I think they were done across the board on offense at halftime. They were all second string, and if it wasn't. It was
38-0 at halftime.
Yeah, I think it was. If it wasn't all, there might have been maybe one receiver that went out there, starter. The second line was out there to start the third quarter. They were playing guys in the first half that you were kind of like, okay, they don't feel threatened by this team at all. So, yeah, but Dylan looked good. Latif. Is like in 2 games is 10 for 11.
He has one incomplete pass so far. Yeah,
for like 167 yards.
Yep, he was 5 for 5 for 126 and a touchdown on Saturday. He also had a rushing touchdown also in the game.
Ives had good numbers, 12 carries, 85, is that right?
Yep.
I take nothing away from it. The one thing I'm glad about watching the third and fourth quarter is I know not to take anything away from it. There was no resistance. He got 85 yards. Jake could have got 65.
Thank you.
He could have. I mean, I'm very kind of you. I think he could have got 65 yards. The holes were that big. There just wasn't any resistance. I give the defense more credence because of what I said. I thought that offense wasn't that bad for Christian. Not that bad.
They had 160 yards of offense.
Okay. What they rushed for?
Their first down was late. In the second quarter, via a penalty.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were like at 20 yards late in the first half offensively. But again, second half, backups go in for Nebraska. They get some yardage. They still only had 160 for the game. 11 first downs for Houston Christian. But yeah, you avoided some sort of slip up. It was never a football game.
No,
there was
wasn't.
Never a game in question of 11 a.m. Oh, are we going to snooze this one? No. They never had a chance. And it was a very hot day, blowout, Nebraska.
Yeah, once
wins.
You get past the formality of just of how to operate clean, not much to it. An example would be Minnesota beat Northwestern State 66-0 last week.
I wonder
and how then and then they couldn't get a first down against Cal, basically.
Right. See,
so that's why that's sometimes you want to be careful.
Oh, yeah. You want to be careful evaluating this game.
Yeah.
You really
do. Or any games like this. I'm saying that that's the ones, any games. And then, you know, then Cincinnati beat the same Northwestern team, Northwestern State, 70-0. I can't believe Northwestern State's that bad.
They're horrible.
I don't know, Bill. What do you do with those teams? How do those teams get big guys? That's the question. How does Houston Christian recruit a defensive line that can go into Lincoln?
You can't. There's no chance.
Unless you, what if you develop guys?
Then they would leave. So, yeah.
The best part about that Northwestern State game, real quick, I'm looking right now at the stats. Cincinnati, Cincy wins 70-0. Okay, 605 yards for Cincy compared to 102 for Northwestern State. They had 102 total yards and still had the ball for 39 minutes. Northwestern State had 102 yards.
Are you sure that's right? That's
I'm looking right here. Looking right here.
I know you're looking at it right.
Unless this is wrong,
if it's written down right. I don't know how could you have. The ball
if ESPN messed up. That's I was thinking. I don't know. They said 102 yards. I don't know. If that's wrong, blame ESPN because I'm going off their stats. But I hope for the sake of Northwestern for them, that's an incorrect stat. But it says 39 minutes for Northwestern State.
I'm fixating on that question I asked you. How do those teams do it up front? You're right. If one
well, first
guy
of all, they're not trying to get a team up front to play in the Big Ten.
No,
they're trying to play in their conference.
Yeah.
And so really what you look for is like, okay, we want 6'5", 295 linemen. No, you don't. What you're looking for is let's find a bunch of tough linemen that are 6 foot tall. That might be 285, the right way.
I hear you.
But that's what you're looking for. Listen,
I hear you.
Why is this guy being under recruited? He's a good, really good football player, but he's 6 foot. You gotta try to find 5'11" centers. You have to try to find under height is what you're looking for.
That makes sense.
Still with enough talent. You don't want to feel like that. I want our whole line to be 6'5" across the board.
We're going
to
play Nebraska in 225.
Yeah, we're going to get those. A couple of years we got those guys. We got to get ready for it.
Yeah.
No,
I got you. That makes sense. Other.
Anything from Matt Rhule? You want post game at all or not?
No, just a couple things.
Sure.
They didn't play any defensive linemen more than 19 snaps. So Nebraska played, I think, I'm going to say 13, 14 defensive linemen. And none of them played more than 19 snaps. They played 16 offensive linemen, 10-plus snaps, which is unheard of. 16 offensive linemen, 10-plus snaps. Again, starters out at halftime. Nebraska's got the equivalent of a bye week already, if you think about it.
And they did see a defensive score. Riley Van Poppel strip sack New Ernie.
Yeah, that was good.
Takes it back for a touchdown, so you got that
taken
care
of. That was the defensive play of the day.
That was cool.
Yeah. And Popple crunched their quarterback from behind. Good hit. And Winery is athletic. I mean, he's 6'7", 265, and scooped it up and ran it in, had the ball out. It was kind of
hit
cool
the bear claw on that one, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't tuck it, but scored.
Yeah.
That made it 31-0 early, midway through the second quarter. Then Nebraska scored again to make it 38-0 at halftime of the 59-7 route.
I mean, it was sort of interesting watching the defense. They just rolling in defensive linemen within series, you know. Just playing a lot of guys.
I am glad that it ended at that number, that it wasn't a 89-7.
Yeah.
Because it could have been an 89, it could have been 100. And so
I think it could have been.
So thank you for because that's one of those things that when it goes through the scroll, and all of a sudden, looking at scores, and people are just like from across the country are looking at that going, what are we doing?
Yeah, don't do that. You don't want that.
You don't want that.
Doesn't look good.
Now, again, this is you played one quality opponent, two that are not quality in Akron and Houston Christian. But one thing that stands out from the fans, and I think it's impressive for three games, Nebraska's passing yards allowed through three games, 69 to Cincinnati. Against Akron, they allowed 62, and they allowed 67 this past week.
It's a good secondary. Rhule
come
Rhule,
through three
though,
games.
Rhule after the game, and you might have this, was a little critical of soft coverage at times. And I mean, Donovan Williams gave up a few. Donovan Williams is a good player. I'm not
the longest pass he completed was 10 yards.
Yeah.
10 Rhule, yards.
Rhule says his coverage was soft at times. It's like, come on, he gave up 67.
The longest pass was 10 yards completed. Unlike on the 3rd and 17, make
he did
it fourth
say
and
overall.
Seven.
He did. I'm sorry. He did say overall it was good. So, but from Rhule, What's just an overall assessment?
Was the team satisfied at halftime? Matt Rhule from Saturday.
Yeah, well, I yelled at him. And I told the guys at halftime, how great is this? We're up 38. And, like, you know, and I didn't yell like I did last week, right? But I walked in. I said, hey, guys, was the end of that half good enough? And they were like, no. And I said, how great is this? Like, we're down 38-0, and you guys aren't satisfied. Williams, I said, Williams, how many touchdowns you scored in your life? That's his first ever touchdown. That guy's one of the most amazing athletes I've ever seen. It's his first ever touchdown. And he's one off the field. He's looking at me. He's going, because, you know, he kind of, the guy was running to punch the ball out. And I said, how great, how special is what we have? I don't know what the final record will be at the end of the year, but I love this team because they aren't just beholden to the results. They're, like, always trying to get better, and they understand, like, hey, there's a standard, and so if we don't do it, you know, but I was proud of him. I was happy to see him score. You know, I was happy to see all the different things that happened today. And
There you go. The talk about Dylan, QBs, Latif.
I don't see anything on
Running backs. Ives.
Got Ives. Here's Matt Rhule and Quentin Ives yesterday from Saturday.
Yeah, I have to go back and watch a lot of it. You know, I mean, the interesting thing is like in all three games, we've had the other teams have tackled us really low, and we don't tackle low. So, like, I think we've had a hard time reacting to that. This week we did a lot of drills where we were like ball security drills, punt return drills, where we're throwing bags at guys' feet, trying to simulate. There's not a lot of low tackling teams in the Big Ten. And so I'm anxious to see, like, how exactly, you know, I'm going to watch this film here probably in about 10 minutes. I'm anxious to see how exactly all of that looked. But I thought you saw a lot of production out of him, out of Quinn. And I thought he caught the ball really well. And Quinn, unfortunately, like, he hurt his hamstring in the summer, came back, and then hurt it again in camp. So he was stuck behind, you know, a bunch of really good players. But, you know, with Mosey having to go out to the slot, and he's kind of playing, they're kind of playing like that two-back stuff with him. But so he's not full-time there anymore. Quinton's gotten an opportunity. And he's done a good job, and he gives us a big back and a big presence. So I'm anxious to see, you know, him continue. But I think he's a starting caliber player in the Big Ten, and I've always felt that since he was a freshman. It's just been about, you know, we've had some pretty good backs in Ramir and Anthony Grant and a lot of guys, and so he's just had to wait his turn. And when he gets an opportunity right now, he's doing a nice job.
The running back picture's changed. Mosey's really not playing running back anymore. Remember when we were talking about Isaiah Mosey as a running back? Not playing it now. Slot. So Ives is probably – now, and then the other mystery was, where's Mekhi Nelson in this game?
Yeah, Mekhi was my decision. He was available to play. Mekhi's a wonderful young man, but, you know, we have some standards. But I was going to – I had him available. I didn't pull him out. I was going to – you know, if we had a couple injuries, he was going to play. But, you know, I wanted those other guys to play in front of him, and once the game was out of hand, there, you know, there was no use putting him in there. But I would have played him if, you know, if needed.
That's the guy who got – carries his running – is the second running back in the opener. Against Cincinnati, was available, didn't play.
The running back picture's
shellacking.
Yes, back to being sort of a curiosity. So Mekhi Nelson was number two. Now it looks like Ives is number two, and Mekhi Nelson didn't play.
He didn't play at all.
And Mosey's not playing running back.
Things are shuffling.
The best thing is the way you said it.
I mean, it's no big deal. Yeah. I don't want to make it a big deal. It looks like they got, I don't know. It's just. All, you know, August, we talked about this pecking order being established, and now it's just kind of blown up. So Emmett Johnson, and then who knows?
Who knows?
You know, Ives looked okay. Again, can't judge it. Can't judge it. I'm not going to. That's the value of watching a third and fourth quarter for me. I know not to judge it. He was running into nothing. I mean, just on.
Was there something with Mekhi Nelson of being a, was there a disciplinary?
He said he was available. He called it a coach's decision not to play him and to play the other guy. So they went to Kenneth Williams late. How many carries did he get?
Kenneth had four carries for 7 yards.
Kenneth Williams late. Connor Booth got in there.
Yep.
I'm not making a mountain out of a molehill here, but I think you want to get Mekhi Nelson some snaps, unless you're just waiting to spring him on Michigan.
Yeah, watch this, Wolverines. We got Mekhi.
Maybe that's it. I don't know. Well, but anyway,
Nebraska wins 59-7, setting up a 2:30 matchup this Saturday against Michigan in Lincoln. We'll get to more of that throughout the show. But before we get to break, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, Bill, where should people go today?
Well, it's not late. It's early. Early bird.
Early bird at 19th
Pastels.
Is
parking.
Open. They're open. You have lots of free parking. They've got a variety
free parking.
Of breakfast options.
Free,
breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, waffles, French toast, chicken fried steak. They have all the things you'd want there. And don't forget, the world famous Hash Holes.
Hash Holes.
Hash Holes.
19th and K. Early bird open today.
Thanks,
all the
Steve.
Way till 2 p.m.
You're welcome.
When we come back, we already have two firings in college football. Who is out and who could replace them next on Early Break in the Ticket?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou. forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.